70 is the new 50. That's the phrase being used to describe the active lifestyle and vitality of an aging generation. People who have retired from their careers find themselves with energy and ambition far beyond the rocking chair. NPR's Gail Wine reports there's even a nationally franchised program that encourages older adults to make music together.
Last year, Jim August of Arlington, Virginia, blew 47 years of dust off his trombone. He played it at his high school graduation, but since then, family and career have kept him too busy. Now retired, August has found a way to return to his love of music.
I'd been talking about picking up my trombone again, and my wife saw an ad for the New Horizons Band, and she says, "This would probably be good for you." And I came, and I am just having a ball. The time of my life. Better than high school.
August plays in a local chapter of the New Horizons Band. This particular band is just a year old, but the concept of a concert band for senior citizens goes back about 15 years. That's when Roy Ernst, professor emeritus at the Eastman School of Music, came up with the idea.
I was looking at retired people I knew, and life didn't look that good to me. To me, it looked like people retired from their jobs and watched TV for a few years or golfed for a while, and then it was kind of over. And I thought, wouldn't it be great if people could be part of a group, and especially to have things to look forward to doing?
Ernst launched what was to be the first New Horizons Band in Rochester, New York. He says that the idea seemed radical at the time.
In 1991, it was generally considered that people couldn't learn how to play an instrument as an adult, that it was something you had to do as a kid.
Ernst expected only about a dozen people at that very first rehearsal in Rochester in 1991, but more than 30 showed up. The program gained momentum, expanding from that one band in Rochester to four more in other cities the following year. Now there are over 100 New Horizons bands, with a couple dozen more in the planning stages. Paul Norris, the director of the New Horizons Band in Arlington, Virginia, says learning an instrument from scratch is a challenge at any age, but senior citizens may be hesitant to go out on a limb.
I think it takes a lot of guts, really, to have, in many cases, been leaders in their profession and then to come back at this stage in the game to something that they know very little of and allow themselves to be vulnerable in that respect and try something that, they're not going to be successful at the first time necessarily.
For many in the New Horizons Band, success at music making is not really the point. Trombonist Jim August.
My wife thinks it's wonderful. She says, you've got an extra spring in your step. And she says, She says, when you practice, I can sometimes recognize a tune.
Well, Rags, 32. I really, really want to hear you there. That's all about Mo Brass.
Gene Cohen, director of the Center on Aging, Health, and Humanities at the George Washington University, headed up a study looking at older adults and creativity. He found mental and physical health advantages in participating in music and arts programs. The benefits, he says, are twofold.
One is a whole body of research that shows when older persons are involved in situations where they experience a sense of mastery or control, they have positive health outcomes. And the other key factor is the role of engaging in these activities with other people who provide social support.
According to Cohen, becoming involved in group arts activities can even boost a senior's immune system. By developing the New Horizons Band program, Roy Ernst has created a vehicle for older adults to engage in the arts.
The last entry point for group music making for most people was elementary school. That is, the last time you had a chance to buy a trumpet and be part of a group was elementary school. That doesn't make any sense.
Ernst explains that having the right music director is crucial, but they're not so hard to find.
Middle school teachers are like ducks in water when it comes to directing New Horizons bands. I mean, they just seem to know exactly what needs to be done.
We only have three low brass with us today.
New Horizons Band director Paul Norris is also director of bands at Swanson Middle School in Arlington. He's found that there are more similarities than differences working with the youngsters and the seniors.
For example, preparing for a concert, the middle school kids across the street will mention that, they're excited because their parents are coming to the concert and they get a little bit nervous. Well, with the New Horizons Band, I have members that are nervous because their sons or daughters or even grandchildren are coming. They want to impress their kids and grandkids.
My son is so proud that he can sit in the audience and watch me after I've sat in the audience for him year after year after year. He's tickled to death. It's just very cool to see.
That's flute player Kathy Jameson. She's playing in the New Horizons band after several decades hiatus from music.
Now, the breath control is a little bit challenging, so we have to work at it, but we all just work at it, and that's part of the challenge. It's just as hard to do that as it is to learn the notes again and learn the fingering and the timing and everything else.
The players in the band come from a variety of musical backgrounds. Some, like Jim August and Kathy Jameson, played in high school and are now returning to music. Then there are the brand new musicians, like Betty Ann Rubin, who practically tripped over her new passion at the middle school where she worked.
I found a baritone horn lying on the floor of the music room when I was teaching, and I took it home and taught myself, and then started to play with the sixth graders. And when I retired, there were no more sixth graders to play with, so I was delighted when New Horizons Band started, and it is lots and lots of fun.
For some of these older adults, playing in the New Horizons Band is the first step in fulfilling a lifelong fantasy.
I would like to play the piccolo solo in Stars and Stripes Forever. Paul says that's a big dream.
Gail Wine, NPR News.
You're listening to Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Lynn Neary.
And I'm Steve Inskeep.